This is Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Oh, a little disco for you on the Star Wars May the 4th Throwback Thursday. Kind of geeked out in that last segment. I kind of liked it. I had fun. We don't usually get to do that on Star Wars Day Throwback Thursday, do we? No, we do not. We're looking to hook up with George Carl on a progressive guest line. We had a little trouble getting him, so we're trying to get him back on to start talking NBA playoffs with not only tonight's game, Lakers against Golden State, but how is Denver and their 2-0 lead? What does it look for changes Monty Williams is going to have to make for the Phoenix Suns without Chris Paul in the lineup? Talk about Terrence Ross and T.J. Warren needing to get more playing time for the Suns. One bit of news in college basketball kind of breaking today. Big man for Michigan, Hunter Dickinson. He is the best player in the transfer portal. He'll be taking his talents to Kansas. So the transfer portal working there for the Jayhawks as they land the junior, who, again, number one player in the market. I know this is going to rile up people. There is an old school, new school approach to the transfer portal. This is probably going to go a while until I don't think there's ever going to be a universal acceptance to what the transfer portal is doing in college athletics. I mean, there's just going to be too many people saying, I don't like the chaos, but nevertheless, it's there. So Hunter Dickinson heading to Kansas. George Carl joins us on a Progressive guest line. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers, and drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. How are you, Coach?
Life is good. I have a sunshiny day in Denver. Let's go play some golf.
Yeah, let's go play some golf. I don't want to keep you from the golf course, but thanks for your insight on the NBA playoffs. All right, Denver is up 2-0 on Phoenix, and Phoenix will be without Chris Paul. What do you think will have to change with what Monty Williams has got to do with the Suns in Game 3?
Well, after Game 2, even when Chris Paul was, I think they need shooting. I mean, Durant and Booker have no space, and they're not making the three balls, so I think Denver is going to continue to defend them like they've defended them. Neither one have had a great game, but they're both capable of doing a great game, so I don't think the series is over. But the opportunity for Denver is definitely bigger. I thought it would be a close series, but now with the Chris Paul injury and getting off to a 2-0 lead, I think Denver has to go down to Phoenix in some way, find a way to win a game and bring the home court back here to Denver. And, injuries always play a little bit more of a part of the game. I think you see it with Jimmy Butler in Miami. With Jimmy Butler in Miami, it looks like they're going to get to the conference finals. But Butler not playing, New York has an opportunity. Their window of opportunity to win in Miami now is definitely greater if Jimmy Butler doesn't play.
For somebody that's been with the organization in Denver and living in Denver, there seems to be this narrative, Coach, that the Nuggets aren't being respected or people don't know enough about them. They've been the number one team in the Western Conference for a while. You're closer to the nucleus of this team. But do you sense that nationally, that there's not a lot of attention that gets placed on what Denver has done, what Nikola Jokic has done, winning two MVPs?
Well, I think the rhythm and flow of this year's team is by far the best construction of its roster. And the personality of the team is more diverse and more tough-minded. They're not a great defensive team, but can they have a great defensive game? Yes, game two. Yep. They won that game more with their defense than they did with their offense. And their offense is definitely a top five offense when Jokic is in playing an A-plus game. And he didn't play that well in game two, so I expect Jokic to come out and kind of make a statement somewhere down in Phoenix, which I think is dangerous to Phoenix. Have they been overlooked? They've been a good basketball team, but they've been a regular season basketball team.
Yeah,
I think their record since the bubble is 4-14 or something like that in playoff games. But I think this year they were dominating. I think they played and built a fundamental base that's as good as anybody in the NBA right now. And I think that's what they're showing right now is they're deeper than people thought they were. Bruce Brown off the bench has been dynamic. And I just think right now, if I had to pick a winner to win the All-NBA right now, I'd pick Denver. But it's a long way to go, though. I mean, the winner of the NBA Finals usually comes out in the conference finals, where you kind of know this team has a little more magic than everybody else. And right now, I think Denver's on top of that list, but we still got a long way to go.
Coach, what is it about the playoffs from managing a roster, managing the length of time that a series may take? It does get shorter as teams are more eliminated. But how did you, for example, manage the adjustments that you have to make? Is that overblown, or is that a real part of the process that you make? Do you make big adjustments in the playoffs, or do you just make minor tweaks?
I think early in the series, you make bigger adjustments than little adjustments. And then as the series goes on, it's a game plan of, yes, you got to make an adjustment, but it's probably going to be a little bit on, you know, a little tinker here, a little tinker there on your offense, and maybe an adjustment, especially. I think defensively, you probably make more adjustments to your plan to control or take out something that blew up on you in the first couple games.
The Lakers-Golden State series. How does Golden State handle Anthony Davis? And on the flip side, can the Lakers keep it up with Anthony Davis? Can he do 44 minutes every game?
Well, I'm not a big fan of load management. I'm not a big fan of resting your players. I think this is overrated. I think physiologists have gotten into saying that guys are tired. And all I know is in June 15th, when they're playing for the NBA Finals, everybody is tired.
Yeah.
Everybody is beat up. And it's how you recover. And so I think you're tinkering with, I think, the genetic makeup of Anthony Davis. It's on him. If he continues to play like he played, the Lakers are dangerous. But, you know, Anthony Davis' history says he's been up and down in that area.
Yeah.
So what Anthony Davis are we going to get? I think if we get the same one we got in game one, I think the Warriors are going to be in for a long series. And I'm not saying the Lakers are going to win, but I want you to know I am impressed with how far Darvin Ham has gotten this team connected. They're together. They're connected. They play good defense. And they have two great players that on any night can take any team and beat another team.
Coach, how did you see last night's Boston-Philadelphia game with Joel Embiid for the Sixers? How much of that was Boston overcoming mistakes they made in game one? And how much was Philadelphia getting Embiid back and then there was something that just did not work?
Well, that's a difficult question. I think Doc Rivers is the only guy that has that answer, but I think Doc had to be frustrated with how poorly they played. They played well in the first half and then gave up a little bit in the third quarter when Boston bombarded them with the three ball. I would say it's about 50-50.
Yeah.
I thought Boston played very well. I think they reacted well. But there's no question Philadelphia played more like a regular season game than a playoff game. For whatever reason, the frustration with Embiid, Boston made some good defensive adjustments, and Embiid and Harden never got into the game. And now it's Doc's turn to go down to Philadelphia and get his team ready.
Coach, great stuff, man. I appreciate it as always. I was in Denver for years when you were the coach there, and I always loved your press conferences and loved what you brought to the Nuggets. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You got it. George Carl joining us to talk on our Progressive Guest Line to talk about the playoff situation. And you know what? I agree with him in the sense that everybody's tired. I do. I am curious how many minutes Anthony Davis is going to be getting if he can get into – if the Warriors – can get him into foul trouble. And I don't think they can. I don't know. We'll see. Again, tonight is going to be a real test. Like I'm going to watch a couple of different things on how Golden State goes. All right, maybe we do have to have a stronger defensive presence down low? How much is Looney going to have to get some help in the coverage of Anthony Davis? But I liked what he said with Darwin Ham. This has been an up-and-down year for the Lakers. A lot of it is because of injury, but a lot of it was when they had Russell Westbrook. They were trying to fit, or you know, the proverbial round peg in a square hole. I get it. I get it. And once you get rid of Russell Westbrook, I think the injuries were the bigger problem. I think getting healthy was the biggest issue. But there is a collectiveness that they've got. They played very well in their series with Memphis. They played well at the end of the season. That was real. That wasn't fluky. They got overcame being on the outside looking in, and now they're in. You make the most of the opportunity you have. You win that play-in game. You win your first-round game. You win your first game of the series.